Responses to yesterday's announcement of a framework agreement on Iran's future nuclear development have been predictably varied. One, strongly against, the Israeli Prime Minister and most Republicans on Capitol Hill in Washington. Two, cautiously optimistic, the international diplomats who negotiated the deal in marathon sessions in Lausanne and who still say Iran has to back its promises with action. And three, openly rejoicing, the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani for one.
Today is a day which will be recorded in the Iranian nation's memory. It's a day that I believe is a day for gratification and thanking the great nation of Iran.
But it's not just the president. The cheers are coming from all Iranians who hope to see a progressive easing of sanctions.
Currently, the unjust and unilateral sanctions have affected our auto industry, our aviation industry, our oil tankers, etc. Our assets have been blocked in other countries. Hopefully, the nuclear deal and lifting of sanctions will cause us to witness an upward trend in the country.
It's good in the sense that the sanctions will be lifted, but the bad side is that our nuclear activities will be fewer and restricted. But in general, I think it's in the best interests of the country.
This deal will start up production in our country and strengthen the economy. Of course, one advantage that these sanctions had for us was that the Iranian nation learned to stand on their own feet.
To gauge the reaction in the business community, we turn to Mehrdad Emadi. He runs the Iran Cooperation Team, which links Iranian businesses with European partners. And his phone has been ringing off the hook since the news of the Lausanne framework deal.
The first call came about 10 minutes past 6, London time. And it was followed up by close to 27, 28 phone calls, you know, within the next 6-7 hours.
And what was the tone of those calls, Mehrdad? Are they looking for business? Are they excited about opportunities suddenly opening up?
And they're really the main theme of the phone calls were twofold. The first question almost everybody asked was, do you think this is going to last or is it too fragile? And my response was really, if two sides stay within the framework of agreement, there's no reason for it to disintegrate or come to a dead end. And the second one was that how soon, how quickly do you think banking restrictions are going to be removed from us? And they were most persistent that, you know, and I said, it's the U.S. Treasury that is going to instigate the removal of restrictions. But these were the two main queries.
Those banking impediments then are amongst the most important things stopping Iranian businesses working internationally.
Absolutely. To illustrate how important it is, we should look at how much it has increased the cost of trading between the Iranian side and its European, you know, partners. I recently came across a case where an Iranian firm wanted to buy some capital equipment items from Europe, and these were not on any of the restricted lists. So they were completely for civilian use. And yet, because they couldn't transfer the money, they had to go through the UAE, through a sort of exchange, private exchange entity in UAE, and they paid 18% extra handling charge to get the money transferred. So this is before actually the commodity has left, you know, Europe. They're already 18% above the FOB freight on board cost.
I take account of what you said, Mehrdad, a moment ago, your note of cautious optimism. If they do what they say they're going to do, this should hold. If that's the case, who's going to benefit most quickly? Will it be petrochemical companies, gas companies, transport?
All of the above. But if you ask me to provide a ranking order, who's, you know, the greatest beneficiary, I think it would be the gas companies. Because Iran, you know, now, since last year, has the largest discovered gas reserves in the world, has replaced actually Russia with the latest. But the Iranian government is not giving exact data. But I have seen reports of, you know, how much are the new discoveries. And that is going to be a big magnetism for heavy investment in the Iranian gas fields. And of course, the best technologies are European technologies, predominantly Statoil, British Petroleum, and Royal Dutch. These are the leading, technologically leading companies in this field. So one can imagine once these restrictions are removed, these three firms are going to be able to sign huge, huge, we're talking about multi-billion dollar contracts with, you know, with Iran. And after that, I think the second beneficiary is going to be the Iranian car and component manufacturing, which are desperate for new technology and also for capital equipment. So these two are going to be hugely attractive for foreign investors.
Analysis from Mehrdad Imadi of ICO Team, based here in London.